NPR has learned that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed. The U.S. and Israel launched a wave of airstrikes against Iran this morning following a massive military buildup and weeks of escalating tension in the region. Earlier today, President Trump had called on ordinary Iranians to rise up and overthrow the Iranian government. NPR's Greg Myrie has more.
Huge explosions rang out in Iran's capital, Tehran, and videos on social media showed huge plumes of smoke. President Trump said on Truth Social that the U.S. was targeting Iran's nuclear and missile programs in what he described as a massive operation.
Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime, a vicious group of very hard, terrible people.
He also spoke directly to the Iranian people, saying, quote, "When we are finished, take over your government, it will be yours to take." Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu said in his own statement that his country was also taking part in the air campaign against Iran.
The White House says the Trump administration briefed congressional leaders before undertaking strikes in Iran. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has more.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt posted on social media that before the attacks, Secretary of State Marco Rubio was able to brief seven members of the Gang of Eight, top congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle. Trump ordered the strikes without official congressional approval. Presidents have for decades authorized military actions without congressional approval, but only an act of Congress can declare war. Leavitt also said that Trump and his national security team monitored the attacks from Mar-a-Lago, where he is spending the weekend.